The Mishnah Berura in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Vav, Sif Katan, Lamed Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the halachas of Mimtzcha Chevtzcha Vada B'Dover, Shlo Yiduburcha Shal Shabbos K'Diburcha Shal Chol, and that's the source for the halacha that one may not conduct any business on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berura says, "V'hinei mekach u'memka, doing any type of commerce, eche b'peh ve'eche b'mesira, in any form, usher, may not be done on Shabbos. Gzeir Hashem yovel k'siva." Chazal said it's also because it may come to writing down that transaction. Continues the Mishnah Berura, "V'gam usher lite matana l'chaveroi. One may not give a gift to someone else on Shabbos. The Dami LaMekach Memka, giving a gift is similar to Mekach Memka, Sheyotzim Rishusa. Something is leaving my Rishus and going to the other person's Rishus. But says the Mishnah Berura, El the Matana Mutta Kishutzorich L'Shabbos V'Yontif, when it's being done with Tzorich Shabbos V'Yontif, a Matana is Mutter, K'mashikosim Simen Shin Chof Gimel Sav Zayin, V'Kein L'Tzorich Mitzvah. One may not leave a mashkin. Elam kein l'tzorech mitzvah l'tzorech Shabbos. The kosavoy l'fiz a mashkin not gu. Litin kelim matan l'chosin hadoirish. They used to give gifts to a chosin. Ein anochin is not proper. Miu concludes the Mishnah Berurah mashim mechayovim tzas litin l'idomri. If you just make an obligation, but you didn't actually give him a gift, efshe d'shari, that may be permitted, kim b'diyadu lachzor. Since it's not final, and the person could still change his mind, so therefore it's not considered that you did an isser by doing that on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda Osad, in the Shalos Tshuvos Yehuda Yale, Eirachayim Simen Pei Gimel discusses this Shabbos, this Shaila. Apparently there was a minig that they used to give a Rav on Shabbos when he made a major drasha, gifts, Kli Kesev Azov, for a present. And as we just learned, the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, says that it's also to give a gift on Shabbos. So Rav Yehuda Osad, based on the sugya that we learn here in Masechta Krisis, Daf Choftal Ramabeis, that the Gemara teaches us that if somebody receives a gift and he says, I don't want to receive the gift, so the Gemara has a discussion, who does that gift belong to? Does it revert back to the person who gave the gift? Or is it given... Or does it, since I refused it, but the person who gave it to me was sort of miyayish, he already doesn't expect that this object belongs to him. If that's the case, it becomes hefker. But based on this concept that we just learned in our Gemara, if the person who's supposed to receive the gift doesn't want to receive it, it's not considered a gift. And says Rabbi Yehuda Asad, based on the Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat, Simen Resh Mem Hei Sif Yud, that even if what we're going to consider him doing by refusing to receive the gift as an act of hefker, the halacha is that on Shabbos, one is allowed to make hefker, because hefker is not considered mekach u'memka. Mekach u'memka, as we just learned, means the transfer from the seller to the buyer, from the giver to the receiver. But hefker only represents a selik rishus. So therefore, he says that you could just not, the person who's receiving the gift should just have in mind not to be koineh the gift. By having in mind not to be koineh the gift, that is enough for the gift not to be considered a gift. He makes, and then on Motzei Shabbos, take possession. it's interesting that he does make a point, because apparently the halacha also is, as we learn in Orach Chaim Simrei Shchafei, that when somebody receives a gift, so if it's a gift for him himself, he's supposed to make a shechianu. If it's a gift that is to the benefit of his entire family, he makes the bracha v'atoiva meitif. So the question that Rabbi Yehuda also discusses is, if this person, knowing the halachas that we're discussing, refuses to accept the gift, so indeed he's avoiding the problem of mekach u'mekach the Shabbos, but could he then make the bracha because it's really not his? And he wants to suggest that the bracha he can make, even though he doesn't become the rightful owner of the gift. I think pshat in what he's saying is because the bracha is made for the simcha. The simcha is here no matter what. And therefore, even though he's really not taking ownership of the gift, the bracha can be recited. As we learned in the Mishnah Berurah, if it's done with tzarich mitzvah, then a gift may be given. So the Chasam Sofer wants to suggest that giving a gift to Talmud Chacham is considered a kavod haTorah and therefore may be given on Shabbos. There are other poskim that give a different etzah, that if one knows that he wants to give somebody a gift on Shabbos, and as we're discussing, he knows that giving a gift is also on Shabbos, what he should do is, from Erev Shabbos, he should be mezakeh the gift to somebody else. You know, we learned many times that Loch is Zochen la'odom shloi b'fonav. So if I know that I want to give a gift to somebody in Shabbos, which will involve the shilas that we are now discussing, what I should do is, on Erev Shabbos, I should find somebody and say, please be zoiche in this gift on behalf of this person. He can do so because Zochen la'odom shloi b'fonav, and therefore the gift has been done, has been accomplished from Erev Shabbos, where obviously there is no problem. Certainly, the Paiskim say, where it's, as we quoted the Mishnah Berurah, the Chasam Sofer, where it's the covered mitzvah, covered at Torah, that's permitted. And therefore, for example, if there's on Shabbos in a shul or in wherever, a learning group where children are learning Torah, and the way to encourage them to learn Torah is by offering them gifts. So the gift is being given to encourage them to learn. The Aruch HaShulchan already here in Sif Yud Zayin says that the minig is that it's permitted. And he uses very interesting words. He says, "V'ein b'zeh dror di sura klal." There's absolutely no issur involved in doing so. Minig Yisrael Torahi, because that's considered in the category of matana l'tzorich mitzvah. Also, if by giving the gift, the poskim say there's an oinik Shabbos involved, then that may be mutter. Certainly, the poskim discuss, you could give a gift of a sefer on Shabbos if the person is going to look into the sefer, so he'll learn from the sefer on Shabbos. You could give a person food as a gift on Shabbos if he will eat from that food on Shabbos. Giving other items that he won't use on Shabbos, that is more difficult. However, wherever giving the gift is necessary l'tzorech Shabbos or Yontif, that means you're giving somebody a talis on Shabbos so they can wear it by davening. You're giving somebody matzahs on Pesach, where the halach is that's lochem, that the matzahs should belong to you. So you're giving the matzahs on Pesach, or on Yontif, on Sukkot, you're giving the dalaminim. That is permissible. The Paiskim also go on to say that we know, we just spoke about the Dalaminim, and what is done typically when someone doesn't have his own dalaminim. So I give my dalaminim to that individual as a matana manas lahatzer. So most Paiskin certainly are lenient to do so on Shabbos and Yom Tov for two reasons. Number one, it's certainly the tzarif mitzvah that this person should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of dalaminim. Moreover, they say, since it's not being given in a formal transaction, rather it's being given in the form of a matana manas lahatzer. A matana manas lahatzer is not really considered the full-fledged matana. And I think the explanation perhaps is, we learned the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of the shiur, that the reason Chazal were particularly concerned about giving gifts on Shabbos is because Shema Yichtoiv, you may come to transcribe that gift. So a regular gift or a regular transaction is something that somebody will typically transcribe. But when it's only a matona manas lahachsir, that's not something that will normally be transcribed, and therefore it's much more lenient. Indeed, the Paiskim suggests that even in the cases where we're allowing gifts to be given on Shabbos, it should always be done in the least formal way of a kinyan. In other words, just give it to him and let him be kinyan with hagbah, mashicha, rather than with a kinyan suda, for example.